There's a steady fall of snow outside here in Castlereagh Road this evening, and an equally steady trickle of people into the Ballantyne Hall at McQuiston Memorial Church.
Just the love of animals, the worry of the, you know, the welfare of them, that it's not really being... I don't really blame the fact that we don't have enough laws there, but it's getting our judges to open their eyes and actually put the sentence to the people that are cruel to our animals.
I just want to see, obviously, changes for the animal welfare sort of in the country. It's lax. And we have one of the best legislations in Europe, but it's very poorly implemented.
I'm very sort of keen to see things improve, and I think they have improved.
But there's scepticism as well.
There's not enough said by the politicians about animal cruelty.
We want the different departments to work together. They keep passing on the buck.
Yeah.
All the time, you know.
This is Naomi Long hosting this event tonight. The DUP did an event 2 weeks ago on the same, exactly the same topic as well, on an animal
Isn't
rights manifesto.
Strange when there's an election coming up, they all crawl out from under their stones.
That's not something Naomi Long accepts, though.
We had actually this organised for December and we had to reschedule, but I guess imitation is the best form of flattery, so I'm quite pleased that having championed this cause for the last 15 years, that others are now seeing it as an important issue, and I certainly welcome support from other parties for the issue, because I have to say that we have often met resistance when we have tried, for example, in the past to deal with issues of wild animals and circuses and other things. So the more parties that we can recruit to this cause, I think the better ultimately for animals and for the public who care about them.
The meeting heard from speakers representing the Department of Agriculture, Belfast City Council and the police, and then the questions began.
It is heartening to hear that there is a review underway. We do have some issues with the way that certainly wildlife crime is reported. Another issue that we have is actually the sentencing. The leniency, as it was already stated here, we believe that the wildlife legislation is near enough there. What we don't believe is that it's taken seriously enough in courts.
Where I live in Downpatrick, I am aware, probably in the last 18 months, of two poisoned badgers, one badger, in fact, in a wire snare, poisoned buzzards, poisoned falcon of some description, a poisoned raven, and a poisoned pine marten.
Peter Clark, Northern Ireland Badger Group. I want to ask about live cage traps and why people don't require licences to use them. You can buy them at any game fair. Why aren't they licensed to use by, you know, proper people?
It was very good. It was interesting to see it. We're all talking off on the same sort of page. You know, I wanted to stop them tougher sentences for as a deterrent.
How reassured are you that anything now will change?
Hopefully. Well, we can only keep on trying. If not, then I'll be here next year again, doing it again.
I think probably the most effective animal welfare would be a completely independent body.
Yes.
The council have a whole raft of responsibilities and they have a budget to allocate. And unfortunately, I think more often than not, animal welfare gets the raw end of that budget. Whereas if you had an independent body, expertise, people actually really care about animals, it would work so much more effectively.
Absolutely.